Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mike Shope.
I have these notes, but I gotta say I'm just fired up to be here today.
And the Bulldog.
Pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
Woo! On WGR.
Come on! Get up! Come on, get up if you're psyched as I am.
Sports Radio 550.
That guy is fired up. Gotta admit. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. Big week. It is to us. How big a week is it in Kansas City? We'll find out a little bit about that and more from our friend Alex Gold, at Alex Gold on Twitter, host of Cody and Gold in Kansas City on 610 Sports KC, part of the family here. Alex, I think the last time we connected was you and your partner letting us know that you got the food. And that it worked out, that you liked it. You liked winning that bet for the AFC Championship.
We did, yeah. Appreciate you guys. No, we had the wings. We had some pizza. It was fantastic. Our listeners still remember some of that as well. Everybody appreciates you guys in Buffalo because we made a bet with another city. We'll call them out, the city in Houston. And yes. I think karma's, you know what, since they didn't pay up that bet, they've had some issues down in Houston. So we appreciate you guys coming through with the bet.
Yes,
I remember that. They welched on an on-air radio station bet?
Who does that?
100%. It was a couple years ago when the Texans were in the playoffs and went up big on Kansas City. We had a spread bet on that game, and they were feeling good. We even gave them a better line. I think we gave the Texans 10 points. They were up, 24-0 on the Chiefs, and then the Chiefs came back and blew them out. And, we never got some Texas barbecue from them, but we didn't want Texas barbecue anyway. KC barbecue is better.
It's still just barbecue anyway. It's just meat and some spices. meat's been sitting for a week. Wow, that's amazing.
This guy, Alex, this guy has no idea what he's talking about when it comes to barbecue. I'm telling you,
weren't you in the Kansas City area recently? Yes. Did you have some barbecue?
Yes.
Yesterday, Alex, he said it was just, like you just said just now, it was just meat.
Meat and some sauces that are all the same. And
I mean, I haven't been to Kansas City, Alex. I was in Texas last spring, and I had Tyler's barbecue, and the brisket and the ribs and everything I had was better than any brisket or ribs. It is not just because I was in Texas. I wasn't, like, on some bender trip. I was there by myself to visit my son. And I went to this place by myself, and I mean, it was fantastic. No. So I'd love some Kansas City at some point. I just haven't had a chance to get there.
Win something.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to do an in-season bet. It's the regular season. You guys in Buffalo are at a point now where the regular season, it's about winning games in the playoffs. We're the same way in Kansas City. It's about getting the Super Bowl. So I mean, I'm sure we'll have an opportunity in the playoffs to maybe make a bet with some barbecue on the line. But this Sunday night game, it is a big game in Kansas City as well. Don't mistake me, but it's not bet worthy.
I'm fine. I respect that, and I don't need to make a bet now. I was just saying that, I was just ribbing Mike because he has no idea what he's talking about.
I am just, Bulldog, you do this all the time, and you know it. I am just trying to get the, pardon the pun maybe, but the juice is flowing a little bit here. Because we were just talking, like, I don't know how many fans here, this is a very, as you, I think, are aware, serious, loyal, sometimes even, like, hostile fan base. This is a fan base that, loves itself for its passion for the Bills. I don't know how much hatred there is toward the Chiefs. You know, why would you hate a team? They win, and then maybe there's something else, like a rival, you play them in the division or whatever. Maybe Kansas City, I don't know how you look at it, Alex. Like, I'm not sure Kansas City has qualified just yet with the one playoff game last year, but, you know, this game will add to it.
Sure, I think there's quite a few teams for Chiefs fans before they would get to Buffalo and the Bills on kind of that hate list and rivalry. And let's be honest, we know what usually fuels it. It's a win on both sides, winning on both sides. And
right.
The Bills have a chance on Sunday, certainly, to do that at Arrowhead. I think that could change the game, certainly. I think Kansas City looks at this game on Sunday as somewhat of a litmus test for them as well, based off of this defense right now in Kansas City and the loss already to Baltimore and then to Justin Herbert and the Chargers. All of a sudden, Chiefs fans are looking at, okay, three AFC contenders. They might go down to three of them already in the first month and a half or so of the season. And so I think the Bills have Chiefs fans' attention, but in terms of kind of some of this hate, it doesn't exist yet. And I don't think it does until Josh Allen and the Bills kind of strike first with a win against Kansas City.
Yeah, you got to take something from somebody in order to get that going. And we'll see. We've been talking about this already earlier in our show today, Alex, and right at the outset today. I'm like, despite last January, I don't find myself hating the Chiefs. But maybe if, like, Sunday goes a certain way, or if this following, you know, January coming up, they meet again and that goes a certain way, then maybe I'll get there. But we'll see. Hopefully it gets to a point. Again, it's tough when they're not in the division. You don't play every year, twice a year. But, you know, the
sure.
90s with the Bills and the Dolphins were, you know, was just a fantastic time to be alive. You just they were great teams with great quarterbacks, and they were just at each other every year for, you know, almost 10 years.
Yeah, everybody's searching for that, you know, that rivalry that exists, and how many times have people tried to pair up? At one point it was, you know, Mahomes and Watson. Would it be that? It looks like in the division it's going to be Mahomes against Herbert with the Chargers. Mm-hmm. I think there's an opportunity for plenty more of these Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes games, which is going to be fun. I mean, we're going to probably be talking to you guys quite a bit over the next decade or so with these opportunities, I think, for both these teams. But yeah, that hatred, and to put it at a level that we've seen historically with some of the other rivalries, or certainly anywhere to match a divisional showdown, it's just going to take some more either wins on the Bills side to kind of even it out a little bit, or, as we know, if there's a controversial call or anything that happens in one mm-hmm. of these games here, whether it's Sunday night, I'm sure that kind of gets things going a little bit.
With Alex Gold, 610 Sports, KC, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR. So we've covered hate. Now let's cover concern. How much concern is there in Kansas City about the season so far and the team?
There's a lot of concern because it brings back memories to 2018. The 2018 season had the great offense, MVP season for Mahomes. He's got the 50 touchdowns, the 5,000 yards, and we all know they lose in the AFC title game to Tom Brady and the Patriots, and that defense of the Chiefs could not stop anyone. And we've seen that here the first 4 weeks of the season, and so there's some fear that, all right, are we looking at 2018 again here in Kansas City, where the offense is going to be great, maybe the best offense in the league, and you're going to have an MVP candidate and all this, and you're going to win a lot of games. You're going to win 12-plus games. Maybe if you're fortunate, you're a one seed and you go through the playoffs, but is the defense going to get you when your offense is almost put in a spot to where they have to be perfect? And that's the concern right now. It's all defensive-related. Offensively, people feel great about this offense. They revamped the O-line. They're running the ball a little bit. Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce are doing what we've seen year after year. But this defense has just been horrendous, guys. I mean, you get in the red zone on the Chiefs, other than against Philadelphia last week where some penalties aided the Chiefs and held the Eagles to some field goals. I mean, entering that game, teams were around 12 for 13, 11 for 12 in red zone opportunities with touchdowns. I mean, this defense has been horrific, and that's the number one conversation in Kansas City. And obviously seeing what the Bills have done the last couple of weeks offensively has some people concerned.
Well, Alex, what's the reasons? What are the reasons for that? Is there injury? What's changed basically from a year ago when they were at least, you know, respectable on that side of the ball?
Sure. I mean, that's the thing. The personnel's not all that different. I mean, the injury, there's one of their linebackers has been on IR. He's going to practice. Willie Gay Jr. gets a turf toe. We'll see if he plays this week. but they really didn't lose any significant pieces. Bashad Breeland goes to Minnesota, one of their corners, but he's not someone I would have said last year talking to you guys was a key to this defense. They still have Tyrann Mathieu, Chris Jones, but the difference is Chris Jones is playing on the outside now. They've moved him to defensive end. They brought in Jaron Reed from Seattle to be a nose tackle for them, and you would have thought he's not even played in any of these games so far. He's been a complete no-show, and so that has really hurt them. No interior pressure. They moved Chris Jones to the outside hoping they can get a little bit of both, and it just hasn't been there. And while Frank Clark has missed three games so far for this team, Frank Clark fan base is pretty down on him in general. Even when he's out there, people feel like he just doesn't have much of an impact on the game anymore, and he may not play, we'll see, on Sunday against the Bills. So it's been really frustrating for Chiefs fans to look at, okay, did they just not do enough to address what were some obvious concerns? Is this a sign that, hey, when you've got a quarterback no longer on a rookie deal, that it's going to be more challenging? You spend all this money and capital on the O-line to protect your half-a-billion-dollar quarterback, but should you have devoted some more attention to this defense? And so that's kind of where things are at. They just have really struggled with tackling. They look slow. We've seen teams go out and attack them in space in the perimeter, and I would imagine the Buffalo Bills will obviously try to do that as well on Sunday.
With Alex Gold of 610 Sports in Kansas City, as a fantasy player myself, Alex, I think about how the Chiefs at wide receiver two have not really had anybody so reliable in this Mahomes era, so to speak. Sammy Watkins did a decent job, but he was on and off the field. In that game in the playoffs, Hill and Kelsey, 22 for 26, 22 catches on 26 targets, 290 yards and two touchdowns. Now, maybe we have Josh Gordon for this. And also, fantasy players are always like talking about Josh Gordon. You have some that are like, you know, sign me up every time he gets a chance. And others are like, you know that he's in his 30s now and how long ago that was when he was a star for Cleveland. What's your feeling about his acquisition? Like, how do you think it'll play out? And do you notice that fans are sort of optimistic for this and that they wanted a move like this to be made?
I've tried to temper expectations on it for kind of what you were alluding to there. Fans in Seattle got excited about Josh Gordon and wasn't all that impressive. And unfortunately, he's, of course, as we know, have had the issues of just staying active for an NFL team, eligible for an NFL team. But what's interesting about this, and fans are excited, and it's hard to temper expectations because not only, as you referenced, Sammy Watkins, and he was kind of the guy where, all right, if Hill and Kelsey are not available on that third down, he might not put up big numbers, but that third and six conversion you need, he's the guy at the chains that's able to move them for you and get that first down marker. They really haven't had that so far this year. But Josh Gordon, unlike other veterans they've brought in, and a little bit different, most of them have been cut midseason, but you know, Le'Veon Bell or LeSean McCoy, fans in Kansas City with those were disappointed about the results. But the Chiefs didn't even talk up those players as much. They kind of downplayed their acquisition. The difference here, and I don't know if it's somewhat psychological, they're trying to send a message to Josh Gordon that, hey, he can be vital for this team. Stay focused. Stay locked in. We need you and all this. But Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, they have all gone out of their way. Patrick Mahomes today, as a matter of fact, talking up how impressed they've been by Josh Gordon, you know, looking the part. He's in great shape. He's ready to go. He's ahead of schedule, which is why there's a good chance he's going to be active on Sunday, and I would imagine he'll still be in some limited form, some certain packages. I don't think he's going to have a huge amount of snaps, but the way they continue to talk him up, they're not shying away from the impact they think he could have on this team long term.
Well, I might guess that some of that is at least just human nature rooting for the guy, right? I mean,
he's had.
I mean, and even me. I mean, I don't want him to go off on Sunday against the Bills, but I'm pulling for the guy to keep it together and like reclaim something of a career here because it has been, you know, he's been on the rocks a lot.
No question. Yeah, and I think that's how everybody has to feel about the situation. I really believe a lot of that public noise that we've heard throughout the last couple of days around him has been kind of the team trying to, you know, whether it's rooting, but also trying to just, yeah, send a message that, hey, we're behind you and we need you and this is why you should be locked in and all that. But we're all, I think, fascinated to see what the production can be right out of the gate. I mean, this is ahead of schedule if he plays Sunday. A lot of people thought it'd be after the Bills game, it'd be against Washington in week six. And here we are, and now the expectation is, yeah, he's going to be active and have some sort of role against Buffalo. And they certainly could use it. As good as the offense has been, they still don't feel, and this is just maybe how spoiled Chiefs fans have been, the offense still doesn't feel like it's right, yet they're still putting up 30-plus points a game.
Yeah, that's right. And I would like it for Kansas City. I mean, a player like this or somebody. They were close on Juju, it seemed, in the offseason. And, you know, somebody like that seems like such a great idea. But, man, they just kind of really haven't needed it. So maybe that will change here. Alex, one more thing. I see that you are also working with the BetQL guys. We have Joe Ostrowski every week. Your show, The Sunday Spread, on the BetQL app. Do you have a particular opinion about the spread here at 2.5?
Yeah, it's interesting. What it opened at 3, and it's down to 2.5. And we had taking a look at some analytics on the game, not to get too nerdy here, but normally you always think, you know, 3 points is the home field advantage. This year it's more like 1.5 nowadays in terms of how Vegas views that. So if that's the case, you could kind of look at the Buffalo Bills perhaps still being viewed as the, you know, in some regards, they're the better football team, depending on where the line is or about a pick 'em here. I think the Chiefs, the last 12 or 13 games or so, have really struggled to be able to cover. But this is one of the smaller lines. I mean, I think this is truly a shootout type of game. That's why you look at the total at 56.5. I think we all have to be tempted at taking the over. I mean, the Chiefs' defense has been horrendous, and people in Kansas City have looked at the Bills' defense, and while they noticed what first in scoring defense, people have looked at the schedule and said, okay, is this Bills' defense legit? At least that's the conversation in KC. Seeing the quarterbacks they face in the teams, people aren't sold on the Bills being the defense that can slow down the Chiefs' offense.
What do you think? Do you have a thought on why the 3 is turned to 1.5 as far as the home field thing goes, Alex?
That's a great question. I don't know. I mean, overall, just if you look at record, just flat out record, this year, I believe, 33-31 road teams in games this year. So the road teams actually won more than the home team. I know it's only 4 weeks in, which is kind of interesting, something to follow. And I don't know, you know, last year there weren't fans in the stands in the majority of stadiums, so you kind of had to throw that out. But you go back years before, the home field advantage used to be, I mean, it used to be 60% of the time the home team was winning. It was a much higher percentage, and it's just not that anymore. And I don't know that. I couldn't answer that, honestly, the exact reason for it. But there's been a little bit of a shift versus the common thought of, oh, yeah, home team gets 3 points.
Yeah, something to watch. Very good. Well, Alex, thank you for this. Good luck in your life and your shows at the Rocket Mortgage. Pick 'em again. You don't seem to need luck when it comes to that, but I see you at
you
the top again.
Last year, we're off to a good start here.
I look like a fluke at this point, but yes, keep it up. A pleasure having you on with us.
Hey, thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I think you're coming on, right? Or Friday, excuse me. We'll
yeah,
talk to you then.
Friday. I think that's right. Very good. Thanks, Alex.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.